are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
I'm your co-host Steve, alongside my Bleed Blue partner in crime, Chris, and can't forget about the Bleed Blue Show stakeholders as we discuss New York football giants on the roundtable. This episode, the projections episode, call the number to always listen in or speak live is always 929-477-4171 to the Bleed Blue Show. You can stream the show, bleedblueshow.com, Skype the show if you want to Skype the show, Twitter, Instagram, at Bleed Blue Show, Google Plus, at Bleed Blue Show. And like we said, today on the broadcast, we discussed New York football giants. And Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, man, I'm excited as you are, man. This is going to be a really good show. It's part of a recurring theme we're going to have that we're going to be doing. I hope you can explain that a little bit better than I could about how we're going to focus from week to week. But I really, really like where we're going with this. And, you know, this forum here is fantastic to keep all the stakeholders and, you know, just hyped during the off season with new news, with breaking news, with changes, whatever. And this is the only forum that I can find on the internet anywhere that does something like this. So this is one of those Sundays, every Sunday at 6 p.m., where we, you know, get together and have this kind of give and take. And we're going to have another one in just a few seconds. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, as Chris said, we are going to be doing, we have themes every week. One week we had the Legends theme. One week we have this theme, that theme. This week, every week we're going to roll into the roundtable a projections theme. So this week we will discuss particularly two players, one from the offense, one for the defense. This week's defense, we're going to have the first half hour, we're going to discuss Dominique Rogers, Cromartie. And then in the second half hour, we discuss Eli Manning. The good, the bad, the ugly, what they did in 2014, and what do you project what they do this season in 2015. Now, in addition to that, starting next week and for the rest of the summer up into the regular season, we will focus on one area of the team every week alongside the projections, Chris. Let me be real quick. Let me get the announcements real quick. I'll be real quick. Now, as you already know, the Bleed Blue Show, we are the forum for the fans. Like I said, every week we got to shout out the Dallas crew, Dallas Metro crew, BBWC Dallas Metro crew. We promote it, and you're going to hear we're going to beat that to the drum. The 5th annual Big Blue Takeover, September 11th through the 14th. It's the Big Blue family reunion style with the events bigger and bluer. It's capped off the New York football giants versus the Dallas Cowboys week one for start off the NFC East rivalry right away. So you got the Friday night stuff with the crews. You got the Saturday with the daiquiri party and the Saturday night party. Sundays you have the tailgate. You got the breakfast in the morning following that. And you can find all those packages on two websites. You can go to GiantsTimeTravel.com for all the travel packages, Big Blue Nation. And also BBWC, CDMNYG.net. I'll say it again. That's BBWCDMNYG.net for limited tickets and filling up fast. Please get your tickets today for the Big Blue Metro Crew, for the Dallas Metro Crew, the Big Blue Takeover, the 5th annual edition, Chris. And before I go on to that and before we talk Giants football, I got to shout out two people. Two separate entities related to the Giants. Number one, I want to shout out to our dude DJ Phantom Dukes out in Atlanta. He reps the Atlanta crew, and he does every Thursday. He does a monthly hip hop trivia once a month on Thursdays, and it's so fun. And if you're a Giants fan living in the Atlanta, Georgia area, you got to come out to this. This is one of the most fun events. It's different. It's a different niche. It's just off the chain. And I'm not saying just to say it because I've been to the events, and it's definitely unique in its own way. If you're interested to know more about this event, go to at Phantom Dukes. You can find him on Twitter at SicilianoNJ201 on Twitter. That's the @SicilianoNJ201 NJ201. He's a hardcore Giants and Knicks guy, Chris. He's been on with us before. And he does an excellent event. Mm-hmm. Also, in our, as you probably may know, Chris, shout-outs to the Beast of the East crew, Newark, New Jersey. Shout-outs to our guys, the greatest Sim. And hopefully he comes on. And of course, Beast of the East, Victor, who joined, you know, from the Beast of the East. They did the Kidney Walk drive. That's a phenomenal drive. The 2015 Kidney Walk. Shout-out to the stakeholders, those two stakeholders in particular. It's a remarkable cause, and we, on the platform, we promote entrepreneurships and also volunteer stuff, too, on the side. And it's a way to give back.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah.
We try to
give
back.
A way to give back. That's right.
And it's just very classy that we have Giant fans out there trying to do the right thing, do the right causes, and also the entrepreneurs out there. And you always got, we have to rep those here on the Bleed Blue Show, that they have, we have their back, and spread the word, because it's not only just about sports, but it's just about life in general, you know?
That's absolutely right. All right, Steve, let's
before
get cracking.
We, you already know, before we go on, we got to get everybody the rules, because we have a lot to discuss. We'll
be real quick.
Don't we have them? So, everybody who's going to be on with us, everybody get 3 minutes maximum. Just be real, get to your points and hit them quick. And if you go too long, we're going to have to try to hit you with the buzzer sound. Also, if you're joining the roundtable, you could also bring your own questions and comments to the discussion. Like we said, we're going to discuss Rogers, Cromartie, or anything you want to talk about with the OTAs, the third installment starting Monday, actually. So let's bring the guys in the order that they call. Let's bring on old Chris and get his thoughts on Dominic Rogers, Cromartie, or anything with your Giants. Big O, what's up? How you doing?
Big O!
Peace and blessings, man. Peace and blessings. What's going on, fellas?
We're trying to hear it from you. What's happening, babe?
Just living, man. Loving life, man. You know how it is, man.
I know, just loving life right now, you know?
Hmm? It ain't all about football. It's just being a New Yorker, you know? Best thing to be, you know? I'm right now, man. I just hope everything goes down the way I'm thinking it is, man. Because I don't know if y'all seeing it, but I'm just seeing a different Eli. I'm thinking Eli might be a different phase of Eli coming out of this part of his career. I think Eli might be on that Peyton Manning type. I'm just feeling Eli this year, man. I'm thinking Eli is just going to light their ass up this year.
Yep.
He's serious. Yep. He's focused. I think he thinks he has all the pieces. And this new guy, man, I don't know where the hell he came from, Jerome Cunningham, this tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Man, on OTAs this week, this man been balling, man. He is quick. You know?
Hey, Big O, you know, Eli showed up 3 days before training camp, bro. He was in a hotel learning plays, studying.
You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, I'm very good at reading somebody's spirit and demeanor. He is not the same Eli. It's something there. It's something I think he has to prove. He has a chip on his shoulder as well as Collins. And, man, I want to say way to go, Collins, for getting the number he wanted, 21, and the tribute he paid to Sean Taylor. That shows
That's
me
awesome.
Right there.
Awesome.
This guy's going to be a beast.
Awesome.
I'm telling you. I'm sorry. It's just... these type of players are a diamond or rough. They only come once in a while, and we got lucky. I'm thinking we got lucky. This guy came in here. He's a motivator. You know, Cromartie said he loved his way. This guy is taking control of his defense. I'm lost for words with what's really going on with the team, man. I really think we're in a good situation, man. I really do.
I think we are. I really think we are, too. That's fantastic. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You make a great point about Landon Collins with the tribute to Sean Taylor, and I saw that. I think that was remarkable. And if he even plays anything close to Sean Taylor, sign me up, man. Sign me up.
Oh,
dude, he might outdo it. You never know. You know,
he might.
We got a saying in Creole, man, in English, is behind mountains, there's mountains, meaning, man, when you think you're big and bad, there's someone bigger and badder. And I think, man... Sean Taylor, I think my spirit might have rose in Collins, man, because this dude is his first interview, I was like, it's something about this guy, man. I think he's a man amongst boys when it comes to football. And he's going to come out there and light some cats up, man. I'm talking about he's going to be all over the field. So
let's
be prepared, man. Put like your old boy T.O. used to say, get your popcorn ready, man. It's going to be a show.
All right, Curtis, let's bring on the next. All right, we're going to bring him on at the same time. We're going to bring on Dave and bring on Sal, Dallas Metro crew.
Okay.
Get them on and speak from the enemy line. Coming from enemy line.
What's up, gentlemen?
Like Blitzer in Iraq.
Yo,
peace.
What's up, gentlemen? What up, Steve? What up, fam?
You know, what up,
man?
Enemy lines, man. Before we go
man,
on, before
hey,
we start,
I want
the floor is yours. You already know.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to my man that his words was on point, man. I'm like, man, I think Collins is definitely gonna be real, but I know what you talking to. Again, I want to salute y'all, man, for everything that y'all doing to keep everybody abreast of what's going on in this Giants fandom that we like to look at as a fraternal order of sisters and brothers in blue. Yeah, man, the fifth annual, the original Big Blue Takeover, man. Everybody that's coming down, man, we urge y'all to, come. It's family reunion style. We got a whole bunch of events set up, you know what I'm saying? And it's that boat ride, man, we repackaging it. I mean, not repacking it, but we got a thing with it, man. We got the blue 80s, baby. So, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Either come in your 80s gear, come in blue, or come in your 80s Giants throwback blue. You know what I mean? So we trying to do that. It's limited space on there, but at the same time, there's still some tickets out there. So we encourage everybody that's coming. Yo, that Friday setting off the whole weekend for the parties, for the tailgate, just the whole camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? Meet some people you didn't vibe with on Facebook or anywhere else in social media, or at the same time people you didn't linked up with here, there, and everywhere, like Savoir Fair, and you know what I'm saying, make everything kosher behind enemy line, because that's all we do, man, is rep Big Blue everywhere we go. We got a few more things in order, and big shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, the other crews, other clubs that's doing the volunteer work, because that says a lot about our fandom and where we are, you know what I'm saying, together. So, you know what I'm saying, shout-out to, Beast of the East that did
Beast
that kidney walk. That's major.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know what? I ain't gonna have the mic like that, man. We can't play. You know what I'm saying? I got the high top. David got the, you know what I'm saying? He got the lady, so I'm gonna let him talk.
Hey, what up?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, man. I like that dude right there, man. He got that info, man. I need to get with his ass. Shit. Gotta keep in touch with my Giants, man. That dude old. God damn.
Wow.
Man, show that motherfucker in that goddamn reporter. Fuck. Hey, nah, he should be working for ESPN and shit. Motherfucker should be working for ESPN,
no
goddamn. Shit.
I got a quick question.
You know, man.
If it's family reunion style, is it that Friday night with the party on the boat, is it going to be, we're going to fry fish too? Like the family reunion? What's up?
is that what you want? Well, hey, I'm glad you asked that, man, because I'd be so excited. Man, it's all you can eat once you pay for your ticket. And then we got an hour of open bar, you know what I'm saying, because the cruise is going to be like 4 hours. So that until that, then we got a world-famous DJ in the mix. And then we got some other, like, kind of, once you on board or once you come to the dock type prizes. It's going to be some good stuff on the menu. You said fried fish, huh? Is that
hey,
what
man.
You need to make sure you there? It's there.
Hey,
man, how about that?
We can't do it on a boat, goddamn. We can just bring a deep fry to the tailgate. We can fry the tailgate, man.
make sure you got
the hot show on, that's all.
Get some of that Louisiana, Texas hot sauce.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Texas Pete with that, too. I want your brothers to stay on the line. We're going to talk New York Football Giants. Anything y'all want to talk about, Larry Collins. Anything with the takeover, y'all that haven't mentioned, bring it up. Also with Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, we get them into the mix. Chris, let's bring on the 972 to join the roundtable.
Yeah,
right?
Let's do that. Let's 972. What's up? Talk to me. 972. 972.
Well, what?
Okay.
We'll keep 972 open. Let's bring on a Sim. He was next in line. Bring on a Sim and get his thoughts on Beast of the East and New York Football Giants football.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Ain't nothing, man. I ain't even gonna lie, man. I woke up on the mean power net, man. That little kidney joint took a lot out your boy this morning, man.
How did it go with you and the crew?
Yo, it was cool, man. It was a nice little turnout. You know what I mean? You know, for good cause. You know, really was appreciating the support, and I must say it was not a bad event, man. You know, a lot of nice eye candy out there. So you know, that was a plus.
Damn, I missed it.
Yeah.
Anything on your mind as far as OTAs with the third installment early next week? However you want to do it.
Nah, man, I'm like everybody else, bro. I'm just waiting for the season to get started. I'm waiting for training camp when them boys put the pads on, and I'm just waiting for that first preseason game so I can see somebody get lit up, yo. That's it. I want to see the offensive linemen with the pads on, mauling people. And I want to see that boy Collins light somebody up, yo. Cause somebody gonna get lit up.
That's it.
Somebody gonna get lit up.
Oh man.
You know what I mean?
You got on the shoulder, man. You're a second round draft choice.
yeah. You're right, Chris. Second round draft choice. But
he wasn't supposed to be there. He know it. And he's gonna show everybody too.
He wasn't. So. But you know what, man? That's why I gotta say, yo. I give Jerry Reese grief. For not pulling, you know what I'm saying, for not shooting his gun when it's loaded. Mm-hmm. But I had to get a man props, man. And I was just talking to, you know what I'm saying, one of my mans at work. I said, yo, Collins is there in the second round. But I said, man, Reese too conservative, man. That joker don't pull the trigger to move up the kit. All of a sudden, I'm just minding my damn business. And, it, you know, I get the little alert on my phone. They done traded up to the top of the round. I said, well, damn, it got to be for nobody else but Collins, man. Once they got him, yo, I was just like, man, I don't know. I felt the spirit of the Jets somewhere just go through my body. I said, somewhere, yo, Charles is dancing the jig. I don't know how, but I know he's doing it. And that just made my whole day. I said, all right, now they got a toy for the defense, and a dude like Spagnuolo is going to find a way to just unleash that cat. And, man, let me tell you something. If that joker could play at even 50% of what the great Sean Taylor was, yo, we definitely got something.
There you go. Amen. All right, I'm going to bring on 704. I know this is my man, Jet. What's up, Jet?
He's giving Tiger
Woods
hell,
fella?
Of course. Giving Tiger hell.
Man, Tiger let me down, bro. I don't know where that dude golf game at right now. I can't even tell you. That boy, I do need to start getting back with them women, man. Do his thing again, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he need to get back to his 15 women, man. Get them back in rotation. He'll be straight.
Yeah,
you need to roll down the Hooters real quick.
Yeah,
what's up, man?
Them things.
How you feeling, man?
How you feeling, Jeff?
I've been good, man. I'm glad y'all talking about Collins, because the whole winner. That's all I was saying was get Collins. Y'all was shooting me down. A Sim was shooting me down. Saying he can't cover. He can't cover. Chris didn't want to get him.
Steve,
can you back me up on that? Was everybody not
against? I even said he can't cover. I said that. Now that's if the ball is thrown deep. I said that because I saw many SEC games where that happened, but. I did say that.
True. But, hey, it's all good, man, because that dude going to be something special. You know what I mean? I seen film on him when they were using him, especially his freshman and sophomore year, where they was using him more as an all-around universal safety. And that dude was picking balls off and pick-sixing balls. I seen that. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of switched him out, had him in the box a little bit more his junior senior year. But, yeah, that dude going to be special, man. I'm not really worried about him. I'm just waiting to get the season kicked off, man, and just, you know, just anticipating, hoping nobody get hurt. No more people get hurt. And
yeah, really.
we can go in the preseason healthy, man.
That's a fact.
Let's go with the order real quick. We got Big O, David, Sal,
David.
Sim,
Charles,
and then Chris and myself. It's a two-part question for you, O. We talked a little bit about it with Collins. Now, a lot of that saying of him used in the free safety position, are you yay or nay to it? And number two, Dominique Rodgers from Mark, the good, the bad, the ugly, however you want to expand on that, if you want to fire away on Landon Collins and Dominique Rodgers Cromartie, and we'll go around the round table.
Okay, what was the first part of the question about the safety?
Oh, Landon Collins, there's a lot of reports, a lot of him using OTs already. They using him as a free safety. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? How would you rather see him utilized, Landon Collins in the defense?
I can agree with anything they want to do with him right at this point right now. They're trying everything. This is OTAs. This is off season. I mean, you're gonna have a training camp coming in soon. And you want to be able to see, man, if this guy can. You want to try him everywhere, man, and see if he can be effective everywhere. Because I really think, man, this dude is going to be used in multiple positions, multiple packages in different ways. He's going to be a problem, man. Might be, you know, like I said, a Taylor slash Polamalu in disguise. With Collins, I'm sitting back, just can't wait to see what they're going to do with this guy. I know it's going to be a lot. You know, he's smart. He's intelligent. You know, he catches on quick. You know, he's already feeling like he's a vet. So I'm good with it, man. Far as Dominique Cromartie, the other day I was sitting back thinking about Cromartie, man. Just my thoughts was just out there.
Hey, Big O, now, hold on 1 second. Big O, one second. Gentlemen.
Go ahead.
If you please mute your phone and control your background noise, please. I'm getting some real bad feedback.
Just mute your phones real quick, and then when you're about to come on, just
mute them real quick. And then, you know, when you're about to speak, you just get unmuted if you can, all right?
All right, cool.
There we go. Go ahead, Big O. Okay. What are you saying, man?
Yeah, Dominique Cromartie, man. It's funny you guys said y'all want to talk about this guy this week. I was sitting back, and I'm looking at our defense, and I'm like, shit, okay, last year he was plagued with injuries. Seen some plays here and there. You know, I seen the speed. Watch one get play when Rowe got burnt, and then Cromartie's hawked this dude down, I think, like a 3-yard line or something. Showed me he had speed. That, to me, that was just his highlight of the year last year. That was the only highlight of his year last year. And I'm going back, and I'm like, man, was Dominique Cromartie a dominant corner in his career? I mean, like, he's been a journeyman. I really haven't. He wasn't talked about like that, you know. The other Cromartie was talked about like that, but I'm sitting back like maybe we might have paid him a little bit too much money. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, he haven't shown me anything yet that solidified he's that dude. You know, I know he's a good corner, but is he great? I don't know yet. You know, I haven't seen that in him yet. You know, he played at Denver. He had a great run with Denver. It was all right to me. I didn't think it was all that spectacular. You know, he wasn't Richard Sherman or nothing like that. He wasn't, you know, Revis or anything like that. He wasn't none of that. You know, he was just a good corner, you know, a solid corner. Prince of Mukamura, you know, I think we got two of them. On the field right now. I don't really think he's better than Prince. He's been there a while, you know. That's the only thing he got over Prince. To me, he's not nothing special there yet. You have to show me. I mean, there's guys that are special, and I haven't seen that in Rodgers Cromartie yet in his career. I mean, when he went to Philly, he wasn't. Is it just me that feel this way? We're about to find out, Brian. I'm going to just leave it like that, man. That's all I got to say about that. I'm going to just leave it like that.
All right. Before we resume the round table, let's bring on one more person, then we'll resume it with Dave and Sal. Let's bring the next caller, and then we'll resume the round table, Chris.
What's up, Curtis?
Kurt, what's up, man?
678.
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
Kurt, we got Dallas Metro on the line with Dave. Sal's on the line with us. We got Sim, Beast of the East. We got Big O, Atlanta Crew, Chris, myself, and all the Bleed Blue Show stakeholders.
Hi, Big Blue, New Day Co-op. Yeah, what's going on?
New Day Co-op.
How y'all? How y'all? New Day Co-op. You know, I'm saying that for me. Word.
There you go.
I just want to touch on what Big O was saying. I think he is a good corner. It's kind of hard for us to judge when you're not seeing a guy play 100%. But, you know, when I see him play out in Arizona and Denver, yeah, Philly, you know, he had a bad run, but Philly, just that whole defensive scheme sucked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the D-line to the backers, the linebackers to the – it didn't matter who was playing out there. They all sucked. That's why they got rid of the office coordinator who was playing defense, who was doing defense. But with the Giants, yeah, I mean, he's fast, so we have to think about it, right? You know, it was a kind of a buyer's or better yet, a seller's market. And we were buying because we were in dire need of some cornerbacks. So it was just that market that year you had Tlaib get the darn big deal. All these corners was getting big deals. So that's
right.
Just what the market drove. So we got the next available guy, you know, based upon what the market drove. Did he impress last year? No, nah, but he actually was hurt. You know what I mean? Prince is good, but
he did play all
the
games, man.
He played, and I give him props for playing. You know what I'm saying? Because he tried to tough things out, but there were times you could see him. If you see him, he was out there limping. I mean, he was out there really, really limping. But just reading the article, he said that he's 100% healthy. We're going to see. He wants a second chance at making a first impression. And, you know, I'm willing to give it to him because I don't think we saw what we thought we were going to get and what the NFL thought we were going to get, because when we signed him, everyone said that was a great sign. It wasn't just us Big Blue Nation who's kind of biased. It was everybody else outside in the NFL saying, damn, y'all stole him from the Jets. Y'all stole him from here and there. That's a great deal. So let's kind of keep the jury out, and let's just see how he is when he's healthy this year, if he stays healthy.
All right.
But I'm with
you, like,
you got a good point there.
Okay, that's a plan. And look, Dave, you got Jimmy?
Yeah, Dave. Let's go with David.
Okay, I thought I got
Reverend,
cut off.
The Dallas crew. Enemy lines.
Yo.
And I mean, Lance Collins, Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, whatever you want to discuss with that, man.
Nah, I think he's straight, man. I think that, again, like was been said, he played kind of hurt. And then at the same time, I ain't gonna bash Perry, but I think that Spags defense is really gonna cater to his strength, and he doesn't have speed.
I hope so. You
and me both. I got two Hail Marys and fingers crossed with that one. But at the same time, it seemed logical. It just seemed logical, man. That, you know what I'm saying, given the schemes that he played, and he played to his strength well, speed. So I'm thinking that, like Kurt was saying, man, allow him to reintroduce himself, you know. So,
right. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I wasn't bashing when I said that. I wasn't really bashing him. It was just I do my history on these players. I just felt Antonio Cromartie was the best Cromartie out of that Cromartie package to me. Like, had a better career. You know, he wasn't that dude to me. You know, I know he's good. I know he got some. He can play. But it's just the hype wasn't there, and I understand he was hurt. I'm gonna give him that. We're gonna give him his reintroduce yourself, you know, with this bag defense, and hopefully it'll work out.
Hopefully.
All right. So Sal, what's your thoughts, man?
I think that was Sal. You want to go again, or did you want to save it?
Nah, I'm gonna defer to my Cody.
All right.
Yeah, man. And that whole thing with Cromartie, like I said, you can't really judge them on what happened in Philly, because, you know, like old boy said, Philly defense sucked. But just think about this: when old boy from Oakland went over there, what the fuck did he do? And he was the number one corner that year as a free agent.
Oh, he ain't done that ever since.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, you know, he was hurt last year when he was playing for us. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. I just want to see what he does this year. Now, as far as Collins, Man, fuck it, bro. I'm an SEC guy, so fuck it. Ain't nothing else I can say about him. I saw him firsthand, goddamn. Yeah. I seen that boy firsthand watching this, watching my Gators play Alabama, so that's enough.
Let's go to Sim, yes.
Sim. You.
Yeah, holla at us, man. You know, DRC, Atlanta, talk to us.
Hey, man, listen, like everybody pretty much said, boy was hurt the majority of the year, but he still chose to play, especially when Prince went down. You know, he manned up and he played 16 games, man. You know, back injuries, leg injuries, it happens, man. You know, from what I saw from him in Arizona, dude made a Pro Bowl, you know, he was there, man. Of course, you know, it was the train wreck in Philly, but everybody was like that, and you know, I think he sort of started to reestablish himself with the Broncos, you know, when he played that one season. So, you know, give him a shot, man. And, you know, in not so many words, you know, the new defense kind of caters more towards what he's used to doing. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I expect my man to be healthy, you know. I've been reading some reports. He played at 190 last year, and he's at 208 pounds, man. That's an 18-pound add-on right there. You can't beat that. You know what I'm saying? You do that, and then you build some more muscle, and you get yourself right. You can withstand injuries a little bit better, man. And, you know, as long as he ain't lose that speed, we'd be all right, man, because I know, you know, he probably is going to come back with something to prove because he knows he's better than what he was last year, but the injuries sapped him. But like a good soldier, he kept playing. He never once complained about his situation. He just manned up and did what needed to be done. So on that front, I got to respect him.
Right. Now that plays right in the Spags' hands, too. He loves that thing. All right, Charles Jett.
Yeah, I think with Uncle Marty, man, you definitely can't judge him in Perry Fuel's system. I'm a bash Perry Fuel. If y'all don't want to do it,
hey.
Hey,
Jet.
You can't.
Hey, Jet, I was
you
just
can't.
Saying, okay, you know what? We're going to blame everything on Fuel now. This year, we're going to blame it on Fuel. Fuck
yeah,
it. We're going to blame it on
but
Fuel.
It wasn't all Fuel's fault, but at the end of the day, that scheme was just too complicated.
Yeah,
it was too predicated on communication. Too much communication. Sometimes you just got to go out there and play. And that's one thing. I don't know we don't know exactly what Spags' defense is going to look like. It has changed a little bit. But we do know it's predicated on you just playing fast and not thinking so much. And especially the D-line. It's really about just getting out to the quarterback. And at the end of the day, that's what Camardi, that plays right into his hands. He's fast. He's more of a jump-your-route type guy. If you look at him in Arizona, the 2 years he played there, that's the reason the Eagles traded for him because, you know, he jumped routes. It was predicated on the quarterback making errant and quick throws before, you know, without planting his foot. So that, you know, if we can get back to getting to the quarterback and making him throw quick, errant throws, stuff like that, I think him and Prince going to have a fine year, you know. That's what it's all about, man, making that quarterback make a quick decision without really being able to set his feet and stuff like that. Other than that, when he's with the Philly, man, they did that wide nine stuff, and it was all messed up. I mean, somebody else said it. The other cornerback they had that came from Oakland, I don't even remember his name, man. That's how bad they were that year, the Dream Team. That was
awesome.
A bad defense. That was
awesome.
A bad defense,
oh,
a
yeah.
bad scheme. Awesome. Bad scheme, bad defense. So you can't judge. You can't judge Camardi on any of that, man. He did show some glimpses in Denver, and that's why he got the contract he got. I mean, Jack Del Rio is very aggressive, and showed it paid off for him. So that's all I got to really say on him, man. Him and Prince, I'm waiting to see what they do in a different scheme, more aggressive, and I think they both going to have a lot of success this year, man.
All right, good, Steve.
And Chris, quick question for you on DRC real quick. Is it safe to say, and I echo the same sentiments as actually Kurt and Big O on Rogers Camardi, but before he gets to me, but the question for you, is he going to surpass his 2014 stats with the 2 interceptions and 16 games played?
In this particular scheme, whatever stats is going to bring, yeah, he will. See, I'm pretty much with the sentiment that Big O started the show with. The fact that there's a new energy going on here, you know, and there's quite a few holdovers here from last year. you know, when everybody was got really, everybody on defense really, really got frustrated pretty much about a fourth or fifth game because of this complicated dirty fuel shit, and nobody really was happy from there. You know, we didn't have a game changer. We didn't have an athlete. We didn't have none of that. You know, we had Entrell and the Van Bellas. This looked like, that's what it looked like. You know, and so I think Cromartie is in a position now where he is going to have to put up a shut up. See what I'm saying?
Right.
He's going to have to go out there and perform according to what his contract says. He's not
right.
The direct man. He had it with the Eagles. He had it with Broncos and whatever else, wherever else he was, Cardinals, I think, where it was like, hey, look, you know, he started to take two or three down balls. And I got to give him some credit last year. He did try to, you know, he tried to be a trooper. He tried to, you know, he tried to hang in there for the great of the team, man. But we got a better team defensively than we did last year. And we got new heads out there. We got new schemes. We got new fields. So, yeah, I think he will. I think he will, Steve. I think you're going to get a – I don't know if you're going to get a Pro Bowl performance, but you're definitely going to get a better performance out of him. You know, for sure. This is a new secondary kind of sort of.
Mm.
I'm worried about Prince. If you want me to get second guess anybody, you know,
okay.
I don't know what I'm getting at. I have no idea what. Sometimes that dude is just a little bit too gun shy for me. You know,
right.
And so I don't really know what's happening. But if we get them all on the same page, which is what Spags has a habit of getting his defense to do. And get some pumped, and we come out the gate real nice, and we have a nice offense that keeps them rested, which we will, then hey, everything's going to be all right, as Bob Marley once said.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me my two cents on Cromartie. Well, first of all, Landon Collins, and I'll go to Cromartie. Landon Collins, I really, and I talked to Jet about this a lot. If he plays within the hashes, and plays closer towards as a tackling machine. He's pretty much unstoppable. You know this guy is bringing it. When he was on Alabama, he's a five-star recruit when he's a safety down there in high school. I don't like him playing free safety. I'd rather have him more in the box because I think that's where his strength. And he can intercept the ball and cover tight ends. And I don't think chasing wide receivers on the outside hash marks on the
Absolutely.
Field is a good idea with his guy. We got other guys that could do that. I don't want him at free safety. I'd rather him at that strong. Even if you want to put him at like a hybrid, like somewhere between the strong and the free, I'm even cool with that. But to put him out there as a free safety solely, I'm not sold. We'll get to that more.
Right.
We see that in camp. Now, as far as Rodgers Cromartie, everybody was right. And I like what O said because I think he says a lot of honest things that we all think but we don't really want to say. Now, Rodgers Cromartie, he's a speed guy. He's that next tier of cornerback on the team. I mean in the league. Where you have your all-world cornerback, but he's that next second tier of good corners. And that's where he is. Now, you're talking about a guy who's getting average annual salary of, what, $7 million. He does a nice job. You're not going to throw to him too often. And also, he has a lot of speed. He'll track you down, as we know from week five last year, chasing down Anton Smith. He's going to chase you down. The only thing with Rodgers Cromartie, and I'm not really too worried about it, is more he's not a great tackler, but we have enough guys on the front seven, even in safeties, to mask that. So that's my really true knock on Rodgers Cromartie. But if you want to go around the round table, if there's any additional thoughts you want to say about Landon Collins, Dominique Rodgers Cromartie, we're going to bring up Elijah Nelson Manning. Big O, we're going to go back around the round table with you and then go with the Metro crew, Sal and David, Sim, Charles, Chris, and Curtis. Actually, Curtis after you, Big O. But Elijah Manning, 30 touchdowns, 14 interceptions in 2014. Pretty much a little bit over 2-1 touchdown to ratio to interceptions ratio. You think Eli Manning is going to even have a better 2015? And Chris, as you know, and when we get to you, how we had the huge debate about that on NFL. A huge debate about that. But, how you feel about Eli Manning going in 2015?
Like I said it, man. I said it early coming in. You know, I read into spirits, man. This man, I'm telling you, it's something about Eli. I think Peyton's about to put the torch down and he's about to pick it up. That's just my thought. I strongly feel about that because he has something to prove. And if I'm him, I have to prove this. I have to shut everybody, even our fans, even me, shut me up sometimes because, God damn it, Eli was in the shit bucket, in my shit list at one time. I'm talking about. It was unbelievable. It was like went from the joy of my life to I want you out of here, you know. And I had to bear with what the hell was going on, you know, the shit, the system, everything just fell apart, injuries, all that, you know. So yes, the line deteriorated and things went crazy. Okay, yeah, yada yada yada. But you still experienced. You still been in the league for a while, you know. You've been out here. You won two Super Bowls, so it was certain things he was doing. I couldn't deal with. I felt that he should have been past that already. And I think right now, those are the things I think Eli got together. He scratched those off the list. We know he can be an accurate quarterback. I just felt that his technique sometimes was off. He was going back to that throwing off the back foot type passes, and them shits there. I just didn't like it. And I felt that he could be a way better quarterback than he is now. And I think that's what we're going to get this year, man, from Eli. I'm telling you, he's focused. And from what Chris said, he was there early, you know, getting studying, getting work in, you know what I'm saying, fixing these little things. This is his second year in this system. So now kind of like it's second nature. This is what it is. I mean, he's out there. I wanted to say about Kamari, I expect you to come in here. If you're going to take this job, I don't have to tell you how to do it. You know how to do it. I shouldn't even have to even think about it. But it was, you know, some things that happened, you know, that, man, I felt that, yeah, we got the same old Kamari that I've been seeing. Anyway, back to Eli. Eli's going to be that man this year. I pray to God it happens. The way I'm thinking it, the way I'm feeling it, but I seen a different Eli. The OTA has been on point. It's going to be a hard cut. It's going to be hard to cut some people this year. I really see that, and I see the energy with these Giants is shifting, man. And everybody's going to follow this guy, and it's sky's the limits, fellas, with Eli this year. That's all I can say, and that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Okay, let's move on. To Curtis. Kurt.
Hi, I'm here.
Kurt, you still there?
I 100% believe with Big O, you know what he's saying. I mean, to the point that I feel that the Giants will go very, very far this year. I read some articles that Eli feels comfortable in his second year in his office, and that's just common sense. I mean, any quarterback who has, you know, I believe he excelled last year. You know what I mean? I look at his numbers the first year in a new system with a patchwork O-line with no running game and basically throwing virtually to one receiver, you know what I'm saying, for the latter part of the year. To have those type of numbers, yeah, I'm expecting you to go well and above because now we added another weapon with Shane Vereen. Now you got, you know, the rookie running back that he has a year. Now we got a healthy Jennings. Now we got Ophir Cruz coming, but now you got a ODB, you got a Randall who knows, hey, I got cats behind me that is ready to take my spot. And then we have a Larry Donnell, but also we got Jerome Cunningham that's giving Donnell some run, some push. So Eli has the weapons. Then when you add the fact that we added Flowers, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you know what? Now I know my reads are much quicker, so I don't have to worry about throwing off the back foot because someone's up in my face. You know, I kind of looked, and I believe, see, that's the reason why I think that he was throwing off the back foot a lot, because he had that pressure. It wasn't like he was just wide open and, oh, fuck it. You know, we had a horrible line. So I'm with you there. I'm with you, Big O, where I was, as Steve would tell you, you know, where we watched the games at Bada Bings, I probably was the first one to scream and say, Eli sucks, fuck Eli. And then, you know, he's fucking through a touchdown. You know, I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, I have a love-hate, but now I have a more love-love understanding that Gilbride's system was horrible. Jerry Reese did not draft linemen that was there to help protect our quarterback in a good fashion. So now we have linemen that I can work with. We have a scheme that works
perfect for him, and we actually have young receivers who are hungry enough to go out there and ball out. So I'm expecting, real talk, I'm expecting, what do you have, 34 touchdowns last year? I'm actually expecting 40. I'm expecting 40 touchdowns this year and 10 interceptions. And I'm 10 is pushing it. I actually think he may have about anywhere between 7 and 9 interceptions. We were up there in the top 10%, the top 10 in offense, I think, last year. I think we'll be up there in the top 5 this year. I think you're going to have to score 30-plus to beat us this year. And it starts with number 10, Eli.
All right, let's go to Sal.
I love it.
Sal,
you still there, bro? All right, Sal.
Let's go to Dave.
There. Dave.
Yo.
Oh, okay.
Talk to me.
Hey, man. Hey.
Eli, man.
Yes, sir.
One more can I add? Them boys ain't told you already. I mean, shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, truly, man, a lot of people got on Eli last year, and I kept trying to tell them myself, like, look, man, what more can you ask from the man? He threw for over 4,000 yards, 30-some touchdowns, dropped his interception.
Right.
What more can the man do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, shit, you can't help when half the fucking defense got hurt. You know what I'm saying? No running game. The line was kind of, I mean, the man did his thing in his first in the system, so shit. You know?
Right.
I'm like, I just want to see what's going to be this year, you know, with everybody coming back. And hopefully Cruz, I know he ain't going to be 100, but if he can be at least 80 fucking percent, you know,
right,
that fucking wide receiving core is going to be nice. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, man, like I said, I've always been an Eli fan, man, because, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I think he get a bad rap because, you know, he don't put up the numbers, Peyton does. You know? And he does get a little goofy sometimes, you know, making fucking throws he's not supposed to. Like, what the fuck are you doing, guy? You know, sometimes, like, yo, take the fucking sack, you dumb fucking. Why you let that shit go?
Right.
You know what I mean? But,
right.
I mean, but, you know, right, because he's paying little brother, he ain't putting up fucking paint stats. Everybody like, well, Eli suck. And come on, man. If he suck, why that man, you know, lead us to
the Super
Bowl?
Right.
You know, which I give it the first one, you know, I admit, you know, defense had a lot to do with that one. But I'm like, I tell everybody, that second one, watch what that man did in the playoffs, man. Y'all can't take away what that man did in the playoffs. That man went off in the fucking playoffs in that second Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That man was lighting teams up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, y'all need to give that man a break, man.
And he actually challenged us. We had no running game that year, too. So he actually give it to him in the first year, too.
Remember that year, he threw for almost about 5,000 yards that year, like 4,900 yards.
49,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, man. Like I said, I think he get more of a bad rap because of who his brother is. And he don't put up them numbers every fucking year.
Good point.
Right. You know. But at the end of the year, this is the biggest statement I ever heard from about Eli. When I heard one of these analysts on fucking, I don't remember what goddamn sports station. They asked that man, who would you take, Payton or Eli? The first thing that man said was, what part of the year are we talking about? The guy was like, what? If you're talking about September to December, I'll take Payton. If you're talking about January, February, I'll take Eli. What more of a statement is that? How much of a statement is that right there about that man? You'll take the little brother in the playoffs over the fucking regular season. Come on, man. That's all that needs to be said by that dude.
Okay.
That's a valid.
Let's go to Sim.
Hmm?
Let's bring him on.
Listen.
All right, Sim.
Yo, I'm expecting 45-9, yo. A shade under 5,000 yards, yo. I mean, we got to look at it. No OTAs last year for him coming off the ankle surgery. You know what I mean? He didn't have a shiny new toy to play with until week 4 that you have from week 1. You know what I mean? The offensive line can't possibly be any worse than what it was last year. And, you know, I mean, we all know that he's going to have that one game. That's been his career. He gonna have that one game that had you like, man, listen, what the fuck? He got to go because he gonna throw about 3, 4, 5 picks. That's been his thing. He gonna do it. He have it at least once every year. But you know what I mean? In a second year in the system, you know, and the OC McAdoo said it. It's not learning the system now. It's an offense. You know what I mean? It's their offense. It's just fine tuning it.
and it's second nature, man. And, you know, the last time there was questions about him like this, Joker came out and had his best season, and we was holding that trophy at the end of the year. And, you know what I mean? The worst you can say about him is, like, you know, like my man said, Joe, he get a lot of flack for not being his brother, but, you know, a lot of people, like he said, will take him over his brother in December and January, leading to that first weekend in February. So if that doesn't tell you what he is as a quarterback, that and the fact that you can count on that man lining up behind center since the day he been in this league. You know what I mean? And I tell Jokers and Giants fans that have a problem with Eli, I said, man, listen, you have Eli. We've had 10, 11 years of consistent quarterback play as far as being on the field and making plays. Yep. I said, it could be worse. We could be the fucking Jets, who looking for a quarterback since Joe Willie hung that shit up and ain't found one yet.
I know.
So, you know what I mean? So I said, listen, man, you got to thank the man above for small favors because, you know what I'm saying, Eli's that dude. And, you know, kind of to compare the two a little bit, I think Eli is being treated the same way Patrick Ewing was with the Knicks show. The fans didn't really appreciate Ewing until he retired, and then they realized, well, goddamn, look at what the fuck we had all this time. And now, you know, we got sheep shit in shallow water. You know what I mean? I think that's what's going to happen. Eli's going to retire. We're going to have another Joker in there. And then people are going to say, well, wow, we really had something good when we had it. We just didn't realize it. But I'm expecting ginormous things from him this year. And I think the key to our offense, particularly in the passing game, is going to be Randle, man, and what Randle does in this contract year. If he can do something, if he can put up numbers, we're going to be all right because you know what Beckham's going to give you. You know what I mean? And you know the tight end is going to give you some stuff. And like I've been saying, Vereen, man, is a very underrated pickup. Watch that Super Bowl they just played with Seattle and how he single-handedly kept that last drive together with those tackles out of the backfield. When the Legion of Boom had everybody covered in the secondary and he was eating their linebackers up. That was a very big pickup for us. And Eli has always been his best when he had that running back. When he's had that running back, Eli had some of his best years when he had, like, Tiki coming out the backfield, when he had a receiving threat, whether it was Bradshaw. He needs a running back and a tight end. And once he got those two things, as far as pass receivers, he goes through the roof.
Let's go all right, thank you very much. Let's go to Charles.
Man, what are we talking about here? This Eli Manning is a non-issue, man. He should have shut everybody the fuck up last year. I mean, he did his thing, and that was in a new system. I ain't got no worries with him. And he's not going to have no 40 touchdowns this year, man. That shit ain't going to happen. The reason why is because I think we're going to have more of a balanced attack. I think we're going to be able to run the ball a lot better this year, better than we have in the last 3-4 years. I think we're going to really be able to pound the ball and get some tough yards. I think Andre Williams is going to have a great year. I don't think the pressure going to be on Eli to have no 40 touchdowns. I don't want to have – he don't need to do that. He need to do what he did last year and play smart.
Right.
And I think that system – see, what people are forgetting, well, Greece ain't drafting no linemen. Fuck that. This system don't need no linemen like that because you see how quick you get the ball out. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole scheme. That's the point of it is that – It's about 3-step drop. Get the ball out your damn hand. We're not sitting back there like Gil Bright, 5-step drops, sitting with the ball 10 seconds in your hand and stuff like that. This whole system is about getting the ball out quick. So I'm not worried about no linemen. The only thing I'm worried about linemen-wise is running the ball. And I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to be fine with running the ball this year. I think we're going to see the best year we've had in probably about 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? I think we're going to – I want to say Andre Williams is going to be the 1,000-yard back. I just don't believe in Rashad Jennings right now. He's never been the guy, the head guy, the lead guy. I think it's Andre Williams' show, man. I think once he gets into camp, I think it's going to be his show. Him and Vereen. I think Vereen's going to be a – he'll be okay. That's going to come. You know what I'm saying? That's just experience, man. Remember what Tiki Barber used to look like? Look like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Bradshaw hit some big runs this rookie year. That Buffalo game was a huge run, but that dude was running into people. His vision was shit his rookie year. That's why it took him 2 or 3 years to really establish himself over Jacobs. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, I'm not worried about Eli, man. If he had 30, 30, 31, 33 touchdowns, you know, single-digit interceptions, that's a fine year. I think Beckham going to do what he do. I think Cruz, I think they all going to do what they do, man. I'm not worried.
hey, but Charles, real quick, man, I think you can expect 40 from him. Because think about it, with no running game, he threw for 30 touchdowns. If you have the running game working, what does that open up? Play action. The linebackers are stepping up. So he can easily tack on another 10 TDs if the running game is what it's supposed to be this year. Because, shit, all we all do is look at our defense and see how we got killed on play action passing.
Nah, but he go the thing. He go the X factor with that. Here's the balancing factor with that. Our defense was totally doo-doo last year. So I think with this year, we're going to be able to hold teams down, take some big leads. He ain't going to do that shit, man. He ain't going to do that. Get that ball to Andre Williams, let him pound that shit out, let him run somebody over, and keep it moving, keep that clock moving, man. Clock management football, ground and pound. That's I don't want to see Eli trying to be Peyton. You ain't going to never be Peyton. And that's just real talk. He's never going to be that guy. But he can be a smart, like he did last year, he can be a smart quarterback. He can be wise with the ball, not turn the ball over. He had that one bad game, I think, as Sim said. He going to have that once a year. But outside of that, I think the defense going to have us, you know what I'm saying? I think Spags going to have us, but we ain't got to be out there trying to fly around and throwing bombs and trying to catch up. Then I think teams going to try to play catch up with us. And I think we'll be able to control the clock and control the ball and have a nice balanced offense.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. Offense. Got a couple minutes left. Let's get 30 seconds maximum. Final thought, just start with Big O, go to Kurt, Dave, Sim, Charles, Chris, and then we'll wrap up. All right, Big O, give us 30 seconds, final thought. 30 seconds.
Hey, everybody said it on the forum today, man. Hey, Jet pretty much covered it. You know, it's true. You know, it's the second year in the offense. Now it's their offense. It's their job. It's not a system no more. It's what you do. You know, how you come and do it, how you perform it. And I think Eli got this under control. You know, I just hope the defense can have it under the control as well. And if that happens, lights out, baby. We on the road, you know. That's all I can say, man. It's all positive from here on out, you know, until proven otherwise. But until then, Lee Blue.
All right, definitely. Bye. Thank you very much. Let's go to Kurt. Yeah, final thoughts.
My last 30 seconds. We talked about DRC. We talked about Eli. We talked about the running game. Yo, all I'm gonna say is this: let's go support Sal and the Dallas chapter out there.
Amen.
First game of the season, Giants take over Dallas. Let's see ODB. Let's see all these people out there. GiantsTimeTravel.com. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Kurt, Dave, can we get some final thoughts from you, bro?
Hey, man. That was a good session, man. You know, I like what your boys doing. Keep it up. You know, I'm definitely trying to get the word out and get more people to call in. But, you know, fuck it, man. Big Blue takeover, man. Open the shit, everybody out there. Shit. You know, let's show these motherfucking bitches, let's show these bitches fans how to fuck to really fucking rep your goddamn team, shit.
Amen.
You know, these fair weather fans they got out here, shit.
Sounds good.
All right.
Let's go to Sim, final thoughts real quick, 30 seconds. Then Charles.
Hey, man, I'm just, you know how I feel, fellas. I'm just ready for them to put the pads on.
All right, thank you very much, Sim. Charles, final thoughts.
Hey, y'all pretty much covered it. Tiger Woods need to get that rotation back in order, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, what about Fig Newton? I'm just kidding, man. I know you had a lot to say about Cam, but...
Come on, y'all.
Chris, final thought.
Oh, man, this is it, man. We're going to have a great offense this year. And, no, I don't see 40 touchdowns, but I definitely see 38 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. That's it all for me on Eli. And we're going to bleed blue. Go ahead, Steve, close it down, please.
Yeah, Landon Collins, Dominique Rodgers, Cromartie, Elijah Manning. Those guys are going to be real key as far as leaders at their position. I want to thank all the callers on the Big Blue Roundtable, Big O, Curtis, David, Sal, Sim, Charles, Chris, myself. Bleed Blue Show every Sunday, 6 p.m. This is the best forum for the fans, man. From New York football giants across the country, dialoguing, chopping it up, sports talk the way it should be. We got to shout out the fans. Shout out the fans, shout out the respective crews, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in Atlanta, whether you're in New York, New Jersey. Got to rep the fans, Chris. That's how we do.
That's how we do. Until then, what are we going to do?
Bleed blue, man.
Blue.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue.